while he that has not the light of Umar as his support is waylaid by a crooked hair of the eyebrow. 100,000 awful and terrible ships have been shattered to pieces in the sea of imagination. The least, the energetic and ingenious Pharaoh, his moon was eclipsed in the mansion of imagination. Nobody knows who is the cuckold, and he that knows has no doubt concerning himself. Since thine own imagination keeps thee giddy-headed, wherefore shouldst thou revolve round the imagination of another? I am helpless against my own egoism. Why hast thou, full of egoism, sat down beside me? I am seeking with my soul one who is free from egoism, that I may become the ball of that goodly bat. In sooth, anyone who has become without ego is all egos. When he is not loved by himself, he becomes loved by all. A mirror becomes devoid of images. It gains splendor because it is the reporter of all images.
Means what? Are you listening? A very good explanation. The fox is saying it, yes, but what's wrong with that? And at the end of it, the fox came to the main subject we want to talk about. When you are without me and us, when you understand we. Because when somebody is not me, is everybody. Which one is better? Being me or being everybody? He said, and let me talk about the best point of this exception, which is what we talk about an enlightened fellow. How we talk about him. We say, this is like a mirror. Because he has no ego, so he will show everything as it is. And these are the explanation of this fox. So, what do you think? This is why the subject we are talking about is not A, B, C, D and finished. It's complicated because the teachers will use the part of that you don't get it. First he started logically talking about the logic, the part that you get it, right? Then this accident happened, it didn't work. Now he's talking about the illusion, imagination, and not trusting some people, and doubting the good people, and all of that, because that package is ours, is here, and everybody's playing with it. Even you play with it when you're thinking about something in yourself. That's how it works. And even Rumi, I think, understands that it gets difficult. So we need to bring in another story, a very strange story that I was talking about at the beginning. We are going to hear a story of a fellow who looks silly. Why? He doesn't know. From the top, they will tell him, do this. And he'll do it. And everybody will tell him, silly, don't do this. He doesn't listen. And at the end, you would understand why. So the story is about a fellow who is doing the silly stuff. He is a very well-educated, famous fellow, right? Suddenly, he does silly stuff which no one understands. What it means to you. This is what I'm talking about. It's not easy to explain that the fox will do this and look at it when it is done. No. Because whatever we talk in beyond the logic, it is in the logic. The opposite of it, yes. Which one is which? You don't know. It depends where we are and how it's brought out. Here, the ass has seen the lion. The danger was visible, right? And he realized it. And he ran away. But when he's talking, he believes that God helped me run. I got lucky. No. You saw something, you reacted correctly, you ran away. What is the element of luck over there? there it is. So let me pray that next time I will get lucky again. Instead of sitting down thinking about it and never trusting the foxes. No, I argue with the fox, I shout, and you are the son of a gun. And you say, no, this is your illusion, I love you. But finish. No, let's hear the first paragraph of the next story. Yes.
Story of Sheikh Mohammed Sarrazi of Ghazni, may God sanctify his spirit. In Ghazni there was an ascetic abounding in knowledge. His name was Mohammed and his title Sarrazi. Every night he would bring...
Means what? No, wait. Because Rumi is making up another character, right? His name is Mohammed. You remember what was Mohammed, the appreciated one, right? And his family name is Sarras. What it means, Sarras? Means someone on the top of the grape tree. Because grape tree over there is what? Wine factory. The best top class agriculture over there. Yes.
Every night he would break his fast with vine tendrils. During 7 years he was continually in one quest. He experienced many marvelous things from the King of Existence. But his object was the beauty of the King. That man, who was surfeited with himself, went to the top of a mountain and said, "Appear, or I will fall to the bottom." He said, "The time for that favor is not come, and if thou fall down, thou wilt not die. I will not kill thee."
Okay, that presence of God, I don't know why he's there, because in Persian language, it's not that. He didn't talk about God. He said he wanted to see the image of the King. He is trying to explain the love, right? Okay. He went at the top of the mountain and said, I'm tired of this. Either I see you or I fall down. Some voice said that, it's not the time yet. You know what? Fall down. You break everything, you will not die. That's what. But with that falling down, he meant to die fast, right? He said, okay, fall down, but you will not die. Then you send your time in hospitals. So what? Because the time is not correct. You should remember this, because this is a major part of the story. It started with this, right? Now listen, yes.
He, from love, threw himself down. He fell into the depths of a walk of water. When he was not dead, on account of the shock, that man who was sick of life made lament over himself for having been parted from death. For this life seemed to him like a death. In his view, the thing had become reversed. He was begging death from the unseen. He was crying, "Verily, my life is in my death." He had embraced death as life. He had become in full accord with the destruction of his life. As Ali, the sword and dagger were his sweet basil, the narcissus and eglantine were his soul's enemies, a voice came.
Okay, before the voice, what's happening here? First of all, the guy is in love with the stuff that we are talking about, okay? And he wants to be there. And he thinks that this is it. I want it. It should be. What a stupid fellow. He went up and tried to challenge the God. You know what? I'll fall down, I'll kill myself. He said, fall down. When he fell down, there was some water. So he didn't die. Then what? Then he's starting to cry and, what is bad stuff and blah, 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 I want to die and all that stuff. The nonsense is that you understand, all of you, right? What do you think now? You think that God should say, okay, here it is? Yes, this is how you think. This is how you wish it to be. Which one of you never really desired that enlightenment? I go to bed tonight, I wake up in the morning and I'm enlightened. Thanks God! And you're smiling and you're getting happy. This is stupid. It doesn't happen that way. It's different. Why? We talked about it, honest to God. Let's say, this is the stuff that all of you are waiting to drink in paradise. That's the wine, that's the special wine. Remember? The best stuff. Who wants to drink this? You should be clean because you are the pot. That magical stuff in you, without cleaning up yourself, excuse me, it doesn't work. So the sound will say, you son of a gun, now go to the city, do this, do that, and all this stuff starts because he must change to become. I mean, wishing for being good is not enough. Because everybody wishes that. Not because it's good. No, because everybody will say it's good. So I wish them to have that. These are silly stuff. Yes. A voice came. God is not talking. God is not showing himself to him, right? Why? Because he's blind. He doesn't see the truth. Yes, the voice.
The voice came. Go from the desert to the city. A wondrous voice, transcending the occult and the manifest. He cried, O thou that knowest my secret hair by hair, tell me, what service am I to do in the city? It said, the service is this, that for the purpose of self-abasement, thou shouldst make thyself Abbas, of Daitsir. For a while take money from the rich, and then deliver it to the lowly poor. This is the service thou must do for some time. He replied, to hear is to obey, O thou who art my soul's refuge. Many questions...
Means what? First stuff that... You go to the city. Why? Serve the people.